This is the biggest, largest Mitraeum they founded in Rome, one of the 10 and more Mitraeum that we have.
Historical guide Teresa Di Iorio stands under the vaulted ceiling of a cold marble room. In the 3rd century AD, this was the secret location below the sprawling Roman baths of Caracalla. A delicate black and white mosaic spreads across the floor. Walls are flanked by raised platforms for men who once reclined while they banqueted. This, say archaeologists, is one of Rome's most important temples of Mithras, the ancient Persian god worshipped here between the 2nd and 4th centuries. Few historical records remain, but what is known about Mithraism is that it was an exclusive male cult that stressed secrecy and loyalty and that attracted soldiers. Its central myth was one of the god Mithras slaying a cosmic bull, whose blood gave birth to the universe and signified fertility and abundance. Secret gatherings involved sumptuous meals and rather gruesome initiation rites involving a large pit here in the middle of the room and a bull.
His first step was the bath into icy water. And then the second step was walking over a very hot piece of marble. And then after this, he was probably naked. He was going down into this hole, let's say. And up on top, this hole was covered with a grill. And on top of the grill, they killed the bull, a drugged one they used to give him.
They weren't taking any chances. The initiate didn't just witness the slaying of the bull.
The initiate was completely covered like a shower of blood, warm blood, of course. And he had to drink also some of the blood of the bull.
So, moving along, just beyond the bull pit is an ancient sculpture of Mithras holding a globe, his head missing, likely lopped off later by Christians who were no fans of Mithraism. Historian Olivia Ercoli says Mithras is always depicted gazing up at his celestial guide, the sun. Below, however, things get a little unpleasant.
And below him are different animals. Usually you have a dog and there's a snake licking up the blood of the bull and a scorpion who is clutching at the bull's testicles, so also feeding on his vital liquids, as it were. So that would be how Mithraism explained the passage of evil into the world.
The issue of evil was one rival Christian cults grappled with too. The jury's out on whether Christianity snuffed out Mithraism or it simply died on its own. But Ercoli says many of its rites and rituals were likely folded into Christianity. December 25th as its holiday, a savior who acted as a kind of go-between for mortals and God, 7 sacraments or degrees of initiation, baptism, and more.
Mithraism, with its idea of communal meal, seems to have some similarities with Christianity. Early Christians used to meet up in what was known as the agape, a sort of banquet of love. This has something in common with the idea of sharing food that the Mithraic followers used to observe.
Allora, dicevamo, questi avete notato?
Di Iorio moves through the temple, sharing with visitors the few surviving details of this mysterious ancient cult, a cult that, despite dying out 2,000 years ago, today in Rome, continues to fascinate. Megan Williams, DW Radio, inside the baths of Caracalla, Rome.